Jewish mothers are like all others. They love their children without reservation and want them to be safe, well-fed, and happy. They also know how to make their children feel guilty. Now, I'm not sure Jewish mothers are more accomplished at that than Irish, Asian, Salvadoran, or Viking mothers, but there sure have been a lot of books and movies about Jewish mothers and the children who love them. But could you tell one of those stories in six words? Like, Mother, Our Lady of Perpetual Dissatisfaction. The Forward newspaper recently put out a call for six-word memoirs about Jewish mothers. Many of the best responses were published yesterday, including that one by Jennifer Glick. The Forward's editor-in-chief, Jane Eisner, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
Can you tell us a few of your favorites?
I think my favorite is Strong, Independent Rethinker of Tuna Casserole. We did get a lot of food. One of them came from Laura Rosen in New York City about her mother, Doris Rosen, forced me to eat gefilte fish.
There are people who like gefilte fish in this world. But, all right, here's one. Karen Gershon of Wilmette, Illinois. Unconditional love, but hates my outfit.
Yes, that was also one of my favorites.
Did you find a few themes coming up time and again?
We did. You know, as one person wrote in, I love you, but it's complicated. I do think that you see the stereotype writ large, this love, but also very high expectations. Look, you know, I'm a Jewish mother, so I understand how complicated this can be.
Have you written one for your mother?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and my mother died a few years ago. I think if I could talk to her now, I would say, I didn't slip on the leaves. Because I have this very strong memory of going to school in the morning and my mom exhorting me and my sister not to slip on the leaves. And for many decades, I thought that was kind of ridiculous until, of course, I became a mother myself. And I also remember standing at the doorway when my older girls were going off to school and I found myself saying, don't slip on the leaves. And so my second six-word memoir would be, Oh, dear, I've become my mother.
That's a good one. Jane Eisner, editor-in-chief of The Forward, speaking from New York. Thanks so much for being with us, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can share your own six-word Mother's Day memoir at our website, npr.org, or tweet it, hashtag NPRMoms. This is NPR News.